What's up, everybody? Ben Raza and Matt Gajewski here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with another NFL VOD breaking down everything that you need to know before this season gets started. We've got some really, really interesting specials for you, and they are sponsored by our friends at BetMGM, who I'm going to get to a little later in this video. They have some really exciting things going on if you haven't been over there. But before we do, Matt, you know, when you go over there, they have so many different bets on this NFL regular season. Big time props, specials, team by team, anything that you want. And we were talking a little before the show, and I was saying, how do you go about breaking down a lobby that is so filled with different types of bets?
Yeah, I think there's a few tried and true rules that you want to follow, especially when you're looking at specials and bets that aren't going to pay out right away. So when you're looking at like a season long bet, I think you really want to consider what your edge is. Something like the player props market, you can find 200 yards of edge, a couple touchdowns of edge, depending on what you're betting. But if you're taking some of these specials, like the longest field goal to be made throughout the year, not only is that a razor thin margin, but you have to tie your money up for the entire year. So I'm always considering the length of my payout. When am I actually going to receive the money? And then what is the edge? Is it a player prop or is it something like the longest field goal that's going to be really hard to predict?
No doubt. You can find some thin margins. I don't mind, you know, certain win totals, or if you're taking a long shot prop, you know, you only have to sprinkle for a potential big time return. But in general, I'm on board with you there that, you know, there are easier ways to get exposure for your money. And that's what we're going to talk about here. So the floor is yours. Where were you directly drawn in terms of one of your favorite NFL specials before the season starts?
Yeah, so there's a ton of specials. Some of them go throughout the season. There's these really cool ones they have on BetMGM. They're basically how a team will perform in the first 4 weeks of the year. So you can get some pretty nice odds on teams to either win their first four games, go 0-4, or some combination of that. One that really stood out to me was looking at Indianapolis to go 0-4 plus 1,000. So you're tying your money up for 4 weeks, but you have a potentially large payout here. Indianapolis is a really tough schedule to start the year. They're playing Seattle, the Los Angeles Rams, the Tennessee Titans, and then the Miami Dolphins in week four, a team I think a lot of people are expecting to be better this year. The injury to Carson Wentz makes this a little bit more interesting. He is supposed to practice this week, but even still, he hasn't played really at all during training camp, and he's coming off an injury that is a potential for re-aggravation at any point. So with a big payoff here, that's something I like. I think you could maybe look at Las Vegas to lose their first four games. Payoff isn't as good at plus 400, but I like that you're only tying your money up for a month.
Yeah, and if it does get to they're at Miami in that last game, you could hedge out probably with a nice profit if even they start 0-3. So I looked at that one as well, ironically. We didn't talk about that before the show. I'm going to take kind of more of a, I don't want to say a fun prop, but this is one you're not going to be putting a lot of money down. The potential payoff is pretty immense, and it just goes to the off-season drama. They have on BetMGM who will have the most regular season wins of all the teams. And obviously, you've got the Chiefs, you've got the Bucks, you've got some favorites up there. The Packers are 22-1, and that is a number to me that is a little too egregious. They were 13-3 last year, and I honestly feel like if the Aaron Rodgers situation didn't happen, this number would be cut in half. And although there is long-term, I think, still a lot of things to work out, on the field, I expect Aaron Rodgers to be just as good as he was last year. And I look at this team, it's a sound division. They're obviously not the favorite to do this, but I think they're in the running. And when you're talking about you're getting 6, 7, 8 times the multiplier of a team like the Chiefs or a team like the Bucks, that's enough for me just to sprinkle. Now, I don't want to tie up a huge part of my bankroll on something like this, but you don't have to. At 22-1, this is something that's going to be a very small play. And if you ever get there, it could be a nice boost at the end of the season.
Yeah, I like this bet too. I think the NFC North is one of the worst divisions in football. So you certainly benefit from playing the Bears, Lions, and Vikings twice. The Vikings continue to get worse on defense. They had to cut their first round pick last year, Jeff Gladney. The Lions are a complete dumpster fire. And the Bears continue to battle injuries. So I like that bet quite a bit as well.
Before we get to, I know you have another good one that we're going to get to. I do want to say real quick about BetMGM. If you have not gone over there, they have a big time promo, a risk-free bet up to $1,000. All you have to do is go to betmgm.com, use the promo code AwesomeO, make a deposit, and place your first wager. If the bet loses, you receive the amount of your wager back in free bets. So register there, go all in and take that shot. Obviously, you have to be valid in the states. I'm going to rattle them off real quick. Colorado, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, DC, and West Virginia. Terms and conditions apply, but make sure to take advantage of that. Having said that, where are you drawn for your next NFL special?
There's a couple really fun specials about timing first win, first loss for these teams. And I think you can find some edges with some teams that are maybe in a tight spread week one and then a clear winning situation or clear losing situation week two. One I think fits this bill is taking a look at the Miami Dolphins. So they play the New England Patriots week one, projected to be a close game. Then in week two, they face Buffalo, where they are going to be a very, very clear underdog. So I like taking something Miami first loss to occur in week two against the Buffalo Bills. And you can find that at plus 240, getting plus money on a situation where you're likely dealing with the Dolphins entering that game near a touchdown underdog. I like that quite a bit.
No problem with that. And that's what I love about this. You know, you can get so many different types of bets for the teams that you want. You know, I'm just going to throw out one real quick here and we'll bounce on out of here. We're going to have plenty more here from BetMGM in the future. A team like Seattle, who I'm not super high on this year, you can short them to make the playoffs at plus 110. I'm going to go actually under 9.5 wins they have at plus 130. This is a team that were 12-4 last year, but they swept the Niners. The Niners are going to be much better. The injuries ravaged them. And they draw the AFC South, which is a good one with easy teams, but you also get the Titans. The NFC North, we talked about, is a little weak, but you get the Packers. Then they get the Saints, Washington, and Pittsburgh kind of as their outlier games. This is a team, you know, they might have potential offensive line situations, and I think they're just honestly due for regression. I think the West and the NFC is going to be absolutely brutal. Two games against the Rams, two games against the Cardinals, two games against the Niners. Seattle is a team that I don't mind getting pretty aggressive with. There's a lot of bets on BetMGM shorting them that I'm in favor of.
Yeah, I like that quite a bit too. And those are the situations I like, where you can kind of take some uncertainty and benefit with better odds.
On par. Any final thoughts before we duck on out of here on what should be another week down before we get to kickoff?
No additional thoughts. I'm just trying to look at some of these ambiguous situations, like the Colts, for example, where there's injuries maybe influencing these numbers, and you can get some better lines if you predict correctly. But other than that, just looking forward to the season. Can't believe it's almost here.
Cannot wait. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, BetMGM. Make sure you get over there. From everyone here at Awesomeo.com, stay tuned on the Awesomeo Odds channel. Like and subscribe on your way out. Good luck, everyone. We will be back soon enough for more NFL breakdowns here at Awesomeo.com.